Book 9, containing the interval of 157 years, from the death of Ahab to the captivity of the 10 tribes. Chapter 1, concerning Jehoshaphat again, how he constituted judges and, by God's assistance, overcame his enemies. When Jehoshaphat the king was come to Jerusalem, from the assistance he had afforded Ahab, the king of Israel, when he fought with Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, the prophet Jehu met him and accused him for assisting Ahab, a man both impious and wicked, and said to him that God was displeased with him for doing so, but that he delivered him from the enemy, notwithstanding he had sinned, because of his own proper disposition, which was good. Whereupon the king betook himself to thanksgivings and sacrifices to God, after which he presently went over all that country which he ruled round about, and taught the people, as well as the laws which God gave them by Moses, as that religious worship that was due to him. He also constituted judges in every one of the cities of his kingdom, and charged them to have regard to nothing so much in judging the multitude as to do justice, and not to be moved by bribes, nor by the dignity of men eminent for either their riches or their high birth, but to distribute justice equally to all, as knowing that God is conscious of every secret action of theirs. When he had himself instructed them thus, and gone over every city of the 2 tribes, he returned to Jerusalem. He there also constituted judges out of the priests and the Levites, and principal persons of the multitude, and admonished them to pass all their sentences with care and justice, and that if any of the people of his country had differences of great consequence, they should send them out of the other cities to these judges, who would be obliged to give righteous sentences concerning such causes, and this with the greater care, because it is proper that the sentences which are given in that city, wherein the temple of God is, and wherein the king dwells, be given with great care and the utmost justice. Now he set over them Amariah the priest, and Zebadiah, both of the tribe of Judah, and after this manner it was that the king ordered these affairs. About the same time the Moabites and Ammonites made an expedition against Jehoshaphat, and took with them a great body of Arabians, and pitched their camp at En-Gedi, a city that is situated at the lake Asphaltiris, and distant 300 furlongs from Jerusalem. In that place grows the best kinds of palm trees, and the opal balsamum. Now Jehoshaphat heard that the enemies had passed over the lake, and had made an irruption into that country which belonged to his kingdom, at which news he was affrighted, and called the people of Jerusalem to a congregation in the temple. And standing over against the temple itself, he called upon God to afford him power and strength, so as to inflict punishment on those that made this expedition against them, for that those who built this, his temple, had prayed, that he would protect that city and take vengeance on those that were so bold to come against it. For they are come to take from us the land which thou hast given us for a possession. When he had prayed thus, he fell into tears, and the whole multitude, together with their wives and children, made their supplications also. Upon which a certain prophet, Jahaziel by name, came into the midst of the assembly and cried out, and spake both to the multitude and to the king, that God heard their prayers and promised to fight against their enemies. He also gave order that the king should draw his forces out the next day, for that he should find them between Jerusalem and the ascent of En-Gedi, at a place called the Eminence, and that he should not fight against them, but only stand still, and see how God would fight against them. When the prophet had said this, both the king and the multitude fell upon their faces, and gave thanks to God, and worshipped him. And the Levites continued singing hymns to God with their instruments of music. As soon as it was day, and the king was come into that wilderness which is under the city of Tekoa, he said to the multitude that they ought to give credit to what the prophet had said, and not to set themselves in array for fighting, but to set the priests with their trumpets, and the Levites with the singers of hymns, to give thanks to God, as having already delivered our country from our enemies. This opinion of the king pleased the people, and they did what he advised them to do. So God caused a terror and a commotion to arise among the Ammonites, who thought one another to be enemies, and slew one another, insomuch that not one man out of so great an army escaped. And when Jehoshaphat looked upon that valley wherein their enemies had been encamped, and saw it full of dead men, he rejoiced at so surprising an event, as was this assistance of God, while he himself by his own power, and without their labor, had given them the victory. He also gave his army leave to take the prey of the enemy's camp, and to spoil their dead bodies. And indeed so they did for 3 days together, till they were weary, so great was the number of the slain. And on the fourth day, all the people were gathered together unto a certain hollow place or valley, and blessed God for his power and assistance, from which the place had this name given it, the Valley of Baraka or Blessing. When the king had brought his army back to Jerusalem, he betook himself to celebrate festivals and offer sacrifices, and this for many days. And indeed, after this destruction of their enemies, and when it came to the ears of the foreign nations, they were all greatly affrighted, as supposing that God would openly fight for him hereafter. So Jehoshaphat from that time lived in great glory and splendor, on account of his righteousness and his piety towards God. He was also in friendship with Ahab's son, who was king of Israel, and he joined with him in the building of ships that were to sail to Pontus, and the traffic cities of Thrace, but he failed in his gains, for the ships were destroyed by being so great and unwieldy, on which account he was no longer concerned about shipping. And this is the history of Jehoshaphat, the king of Jerusalem.